We are live. Good morning, everyone. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world, Bitcoin Ben. Live from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, everybody. Well, folks, it's official. We're plucked. This, and I don't mean cryptos, I mean the economy in general. Folks, over the weekend at our event, which, by the way, shout out to everyone who showed up at the Bitcoin Branches event this weekend in Nashville at our Nashville club. It went great. It was amazing. We had live music. We had a great crowd. We talked about cryptos. We talked about woo-woo. We talked about everything. It was energetic. It was, people are starting to realize the amount of money that you could make in cryptos and in blockchain and in education. It's entrepreneurs are everywhere right now in cryptos, and they're building businesses. Oh, speaking of that, you guys are going to start hearing a term, if you have not already heard it, called AIPC, an AI personal computer. Oh, they're all the rage. Get yourself a new computer. It's an AI computer. It's fun. You have absolutely no control over it. And it basically runs your life for you, and it reports to the corporations everything you do. Yay! I'm sure that there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, they're rolling out the AI PCs. Gee. I wonder if anyone saw this coming. Nah. My friends, the federal government is on a full attack of cryptos. And what I find hilarious, they can't do jack shit. They're so mad that they can't do jack shit, that they're threatening to do shit that they know they can't do. This is the equivalent of a midget threatening you. Wait, you're 3'2". And you're threatening me? Probably not a good idea. Right? Here's a great question. Why can't AI fix the government? Because the government is the one fixing AI. When you hear AI, don't think artificial intelligence. You should think artificial invasion or authoritarian invasion. There we go. That's better. That's what AI stands for. Authoritarian invasion. That's what it is. We have so much going on that, and it's all the federal government. Listen to this bullshit. Yeah. Oh, I heard about that last Friday. Ivan on Tech basically sold the need for crypto laptops. Oh, I know. I absolutely know. I heard all about it. Trust me. We need laptops that are just for cryptos. Well, I'll be damned. You know what, Ivan? You're right. Wish there was a company that sold crypto laptops. Maybe we'll hear from one. Nash, I know a guy. Yeah, I mean, this is how stupid things are getting. All right. The federal government wants to tax unrealized gains. 25%. Do you know what an unrealized gain is? It's if you own something, but you didn't sell it, you should be taxed on it. Wait, so if I don't sell it, I should be taxed on it. And if I do sell it, I should be taxed on it. At what point do we tell the federal government? Folks, it reaches a point of stupidity when you just have to go, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Fuck you. That's the point we're reaching. On the private server today, we are basically going to look at the overall economy. We have a few experts. And look at the stupidity and ridiculousness of all of this. This is how, and I said this weekend, the federal government is done. All of the federal governments, all of the governments of the countries are done. They have lost their minds so bad that no one's listening to them anymore. No one is even paying attention to what they say. No one will eat. This is how bad it's getting. Elon Musk goes over to China. The president of China meets with Elon Musk. We send over a message from our president. And the president of China says, yeah, we might call you, we might not. We'll let you know. Joe Biden's a joke. Our federal government is a joke. Everyone's laughing at us. And look at what's going on over in Israel, right? Our federal government is at the UN trying to get Netanyahu arrested. And Netanyahu is laughing at them. Literally, in a press conference, he laughed and said, yeah, whatever. No one cares about the United Nations. No one cares about any of these global entities anymore. We have world leaders flying to America and meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Gee, wonder who's going to win the election. There's no one of relevance that is flying over here to hang out with sleepy Joe Biden and have some ice cream. Yeah, I mean, this is a great example. The real inflation rate is 12%. So putting your U.S. dollar in a CD or a bank is literally idiotic. You lose 100% of the time. Brother, you are dead right. That's what we're going to talk about on the private server today, is stagflation. And folks, the last time we had this amount of stagflation was the 70s. And we're about to make that look like it was nothing. Israel is actually being taken down. PB is a dead man walking. I don't think so, folks. We remember, there are two Israels. There's the real Jews, and then there's the right, the Germanic Jews, the starts with a K. I drove all last night. Caesarian Jews, yes. See, the real Jews aren't bad. The Caesarian Jews are. And what Netanyahu is doing is he's going after Hezbollah. You know who Hezbollah is? The CIA. Iran, CIA. The CIA faction of Iran runs Hezbollah. And Netanyahu is blowing the shit out of Hezbollah. So Netanyahu is actually blowing up the CIA. And the U.S. government can't do shit about it. Because what are they going to do? Are they going to come out and go, oh, hey, Netanyahu, wait a second. Quit shooting Hezbollah. That's our guys. That's our funded terrorist group. Netanyahu, stop it. Or Hamas, or whatever the hell their name is. All of the terrorist groups are funded by the CIA, as was Osama bin Laden. We funded Osama bin Laden when they were at war with Russia or the USSR in Afghanistan. The problem the federal government's having is we all know it now. This is let's see. Hey, yo, Ben, you mentioned last week that Bitcoin will transfer fees be removed. No, but you can use the Lightning Network and the friggin' fees are nothing. Yeah, that's probably what I was actually talking about. Yeah, if you transfer your Bitcoin on the Lightning Network, it's like nothing. Oh, hang on a second. Word from the sponsor. Did I mention they're rolling out the AI PCs? Gee, I wish you could get a laptop that was freedom friendly.
Introducing the Liberty Laptop, your gateway to online anonymity. Engineered with your privacy in mind, the Liberty Laptop comes equipped with cutting-edge security features, ensuring that your data remains yours and yours alone. No more worries about your personal information being shared without consent. Say goodbye to prying eyes and third-party snoops. Enjoy your online freedom with advanced privacy settings, protecting your every digital move, all at your fingertips. With the Liberty Laptop, you control what others see and don't see. We customize your privacy settings and let only what matters most to you be shared. No more concerns about unwarranted surveillance. We put the power back in your hands, no unwanted access through the laptop's camera and microphone. Powered by the latest technology, the Liberty Laptop ensures performance while respecting your personal boundaries. The Liberty Laptop. Your control. Your privacy. Your world. Visit calixsolutions.io to experience true personal freedom today.
And we're back. Alrighty. Okay, let's see. So, we have all that going on. But the big news of the day is this. Japan goes live tonight with the ETFs. Not just Japan, folks. We have Singapore. We have who else? Hong Kong. My friends. And word on the street is China is about a month away from getting into Bitcoin big again. Yes. Is that why their yen is going nuts? Yeah. If you haven't been watching the yen, the Japanese yen, it's in free fall. Last night, the Japanese government had to step in and do a little manipulations with the Japanese yen because it fell off a fucking cliff. You know your currency sucks when it's falling off of a cliff compared to the dollar. The dollar sucks, and your currency sucks more than the dollar. The dollar sucks, wee wee, and you suck more wee wee than the dollar does. That's a lot of wee wee sucking. I'm just saying. I'm trying to keep this friendly. Folks, we're entering in the new system. The new system. That's what a lot of people don't. You want to know why the federal government's freaking out? Because they can't do anything. They're losing their illusion of authority. No one's paying attention to them anymore. Look at BlackRock. The CEO of BlackRock is now the global president of the world. Officially, the governments have lost so much power that the corporations are now taking over. Officially. Actually, the corporations have been in control the whole time. But now it's official, folks. Do you think it happened, just happened to happen, that the U.S. launches ETFs of the Bitcoin, and then all of a sudden, I'm sure this is coincidence, once BlackRock has a shit ton of Bitcoin, here comes Japan, which is the lapdog of America. Then comes Hong Kong, which is the lapdog of America. Folks, and China and Russia, they're already in it, folks. China and Russia have, I think, the usage of the dollar in China and Russia has dropped almost 80% in the last 2 years. And listen to this, folks. You know Putin gives zero, and I mean zero, shits. Russia confiscated, there we go, like $430 million from J.P. Morgan. Over Epstein. Russia confiscated $500 million from a U.S. bank. And America ain't got shit to say about nothing. Because they can't do anything, folks. None of the military can do anything against Russia. You know why? Because it's all drone warfare. If we went to war with Russia, guess what it would be? It would be our drones shooting down their drones. It'd be the drone wars. Yes, like Star Wars. That's why they're all getting into Bitcoin. Because now, as I said on my show last week, we're entering into the Bitcoin wars. The war for Bitcoin. Because the Bitcoin is the most powerful network in the world. And it's a security network. That's, God, what's that one guy? Help me out, chat. He worked for the Space Force. What the hell's his name? I played a video of him on the private server last week. He wrote that one book. Soft War. Jason Lowry. Yes, Jason Lowry. That's what he said in in his actual book, is America has to adopt the Bitcoin because everyone else is. And if America doesn't adopt it, America's going to be left behind, folks. Did you see the letter that the FBI put out? Basically telling you, oh, hey, by the way, private wallets for cryptocurrencies are bad. Really? Really? So the fact that you can't get to my money is bad. That sounds like what a criminal would say. Excuse me, sir. You have a safe inside your house and your front door is locked. Is there any way you could unlock that? In fact, it may be against the law for you to lock your front door if I can't get to your safe. At what point do we tell the federal government to kiss my big fat white ass? Which actually is not as fat as it used to be. I'm losing weight, you know. Slimming down to nothing. Folks, remember the federal government is just a group of people. That's it. And like Thomas Jefferson, I'm pretty sure it was Thomas Jefferson said, when the government becomes the enemy of the people, the government is no longer legitimate. Anyone feel like the government's your friend? Me neither. So I view it as illegitimate. And if it's illegitimate, you tell them to fuck off. You have to. You're obligated to. It's your responsibility as an American. What if the federal government all of a sudden said, you know what, we're going to reinstitute slavery. Y'all good with that? No. Yeah, but we're going to make it a law, so you have to be good with that. No. Remember, just because the government says it, doesn't mean it's right. And when something's not right, you have to call it out as being wrong. That's what got us in this freaking predicament to start with. Was they wrote a little law, and then they wrote a little bit bigger law. And then they wrote another little law. And slowly but surely, we ended up here. Here we are, folks. We're screwed. But we're not. Because it's all an illusion. See, the federal government is acting like a bully. All you have to do with a bully is tell him, kiss my ass and stand your ground. Folks, either we stand our ground or we get fucking buried in it. Your choice. Like a wise man once said, you gotta, yes, I'm gonna sing a country song. You gotta stand for something or you'll fall for anything. That's the truth. All right. We are jumping over to the private server. If you'd like to join us for more entertaining conversation, a little bit more risky most of the time, hence the private server thing, take your phone and scan right there. That will take you to the private server for the link. Now, under here, there's a link under here, under all my videos for private server. If you're watching on YouTube, you can join the YouTube channel, choose private server, and you're right there. Click the link and brings you right back here. And if you're on Rumble, all this oxygen's messing with me. I need a cigarette. If you're watching on Rumble, check us out. You join us on the Rumble Locals. Choose private server. You're right back here. All right, guys and gals, see you on the private server. Hold, please.